Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I'm wet without any foreplay, like literally dripping without any foreplay. I don't think he meant make yourself come. He meant get yourself good and ready. It's okay though. Once I come, I am good and ready. It is full on go time. He is deep, deep inside me. Hey guys, happy Friday. Although, you know what? I'm not sure if this will actually be published on Friday. So whatever part of the week you're in, I hope it's good so far. Anyway, well, let's jump right into today. Hey, first thing, I wanted to do just a couple little housekeeping issues. I wanted to talk about my text group. I have, honestly, some great people in the text group. We're chatting quite a bit. It's very fun. I love it. But I wanted to clarify something because it seems like some people, when they join, they're confused. Like they jump on there and it's like, hey, you know, they'll start it with, hey, how you doing? I'm just laying here. My dick's hard. I'm masturbating. And then as soon as I send them the click through, it's like crickets. First of all, I don't mind if you tell me that you're masturbating, but I'm not here for just to actually help you through your masturbatory event. So I don't mind if you want to just text that to me, no biggie. I might make a comment like, cool, I hope that goes well. You know, you don't know what kind of mood you'll catch me in, but I'm not going to sit there and actually say, you know, oh, that's hot, baby. How are you touching yourself? Yeah, stroke that big cock. It's not like phone sex. It's not text or sexting. We're not going to be sexting. So that, you know, I definitely get a little flirty. I'll push the boundaries, but this isn't like a paid, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure what people are thinking, but you got to think about it logically. Like, why would I give my number out for free just so I could help guys out there, randos, I call them. Random dudes masturbate. I pretty much do that already. Okay. I already put my ducats in that coffee cup because there's plenty of people that get on my blogs. They listen to the podcast. They're on my Tumblr. They're on my Twitter. I put out some spicy, nasty, raunchy, erotic, fun stuff. There's plenty for you to masturbate over. You don't need to, you know, and then they DM me and all that. Again, I just want to clarify, it's fine if you want to say that kind of stuff, but just know that if that's all you're interested in doing, my text back will be limited, but you have to click through. This is permission based. I feel like people freak out. They're like, oh my God, what's she going to do with my information? You know what? I don't fucking give two shits about your information. It goes in a database that I don't even look at. It's automatic. And you can give me a fake name. But you have to, because I'm soliciting, you know, quote unquote, I'm not charging for any services or anything like that, but I am putting it out there that random people can text me. Now, since I'm not actually soliciting or asking you to pay for anything, I don't think that the same rules that apply to most businesses doing that, or, you know, individual, let's say women that are actually charging things, you know, for an actual service, you know, it's a gray zone. I'm totally in this is just for fun. I want to keep in touch with my listeners. I like to give you guys, you know, early release on podcasts, let you know what's coming up, share my week with you. Just, it's a little more personalized. So, but just to be safe, I am going through a company that, you know, that sets all this up for me, and their rules are, you know, I guess the FCC, you know, the rules are you have to give permission. And that's just ensuring that I'm not spamming you and you're willingly say, yeah, you know, I'll text back and forth with this person. That's all it is. So if you can't click through and at least give me some fake information and a fake name and fill out, you know, it basically name, first and last name is pretty much, I think, the only requirement. The rest are optional if you want to give your email or not. You know, again, if you don't want to do that, don't bother texting. You're really just kind of, you're wasting your time and mine. That's all I want to say about that. But the good news is we're having a lot of fun with the text group. I really enjoy it. And it's a way that I can really, it's an area I can really focus on because everything else is so scattered. So I kind of know that the people that join the text group, you know, that they really enjoy the podcast or they're a fan of one of my, you know, a Twitter or Tumblr, and they're just, I guess, just a step above, like kind of just the average listener or looker. So it's a little more intimate and we have a good time. Okay. And I do text you individually though. It's not like you're not on a big group text, by the way, just so you know, it's just me and you one-on-one. All right. Next thing. Oh, I want to put this out there because when I put stuff out to the text group, you know, they give me information back and I'll probably do this to the text group, but I'm just going to blast this out to everybody. I got a little sidetracked on my, you know, all the things I was working on for the Curious Girl Diaries, expanding my website, getting my Alexa skill, getting my members only section. So I'm back on track with that. I'm back, you know, I got set back a little bit here because of obviously what we're going through, but I'm looking for an Alexa skill developer. If you know anybody or you can recommend somebody, email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, or you can, you know, direct message me on my Twitter or Tumblr, wherever you're following me. Because I'm looking for somebody that has coding skills and that can build a skill for me in the, you know, through Alexa. And I want it just to be for the podcast. I do have some specific sort of out of the box requests, more than just, you know, go play the first episode, different things like that, different evocations. But if you know anybody and you can recommend anybody, or you in fact have Alexa skills, you're a skills developer and you know how to do all that stuff, please reach out because I'm looking to get that done and I just want to be as efficient at getting that done as I can. Okay. And yeah, and just, I've been getting kind of outrageous, some really outrageous cost to do the skill. And quite frankly, I can tell, you know, people are just putting bids out there and they're just padding them, you know, ridiculously, because quite frankly, they're not really good at estimating the amount of work that it's going to take them. So some, you know, some bids are coming in 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, and then others are coming in less than 1,000. So, you know, I'm kind of scratching my head here going, I know this from my previous, you know, job, or not job, but my career choice, you know, about looking at bids and analyzing bids. And I understand when people just kind of throw a garbage bid your way. And so I'm getting a lot of those. I think I'm getting some bids that are right on, but I just thought, hey, it's worth asking. If anybody knows anybody, send them my way, please. Because certainly spending, you know, $7,000 to build this when I don't receive any income from the actual podcast itself, I don't think it's a good idea right now. So at any rate, which actually it's a good segue, it brings me to a good point. I just want to thank, I do get donations and I am getting donations. And while it's not a huge group, well, I don't expect it to be. It's just, I want to say thank you to all the people that make a donation, no matter how small, it's always appreciated. I love you guys. You're the best. And just thank you so much for supporting the show and just kind of showing me that you appreciate it. And again, there's no minimum requirement. Some people, you know, it's $20. Some people it's $2. You know, I mean, whatever, again, there's no requirement, but I really appreciate it. And if you guys like what you hear, I hope that you will think about making a donation. It's really easy to do. You go to the website, curiousgirldiaries.com/donation or donate, or just strictly off the homepage there, up in the top header on the upper right, you'll see it highlighted in pink, says donate. And then if you're listening to the webs or the podcast directly on each individual episode on the website, there's a donate button there as well. Okay. Speaking of donators, I'm going to have this is, see, this is the fun stuff I get to do with the donators and the people that are in the text group. I get to know about you guys. I get to know about your sex lives. We become, you know, we become buddies. It's actually, like I said, it's very fun. If you're not in the text group, you should join the text group. But I'm doing a podcast later on today with one of my kind of long-term, you know, he's very active with the Curious Girl Diary stuff. He donates, he's in the text group. He's always commenting, giving me helpful ideas. I mean, just a real interesting guy. And I've gotten to know him, you know, he shared little bits and pieces and stuff about his sex life. I thought, you know, this is an interesting thing. I want to talk to real everyday people about their sex lives, their sexual experiences. I get a lot of feedback, but I want to have you on the show. So if anybody out there if you think you have a great story to tell, a fun show idea, and or you'd like to be on the podcast with me, hit me up, send me a message, email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and let's make that happen. So I'm really excited to have my first donator, you know, person who's donated to the podcast and been just a great supporter of it on a podcast. I'm looking forward to digging into all the juicy little details about his sex life. So, okay, on to the main topic. Sorry, I know I kind of go long when I try to hit all these little housekeeping issues at once. Okay, morning sex. Who loves it? Who doesn't? I myself love it. Just had some good morning sex this morning. And let me tell you all about it. I'm going to give you guys the juicy details. So I don't know what was going on with my sleep last night. Very fucked up. Not sleeping very well. I just couldn't fall asleep. There's times when I'm working on a lot of stuff, a lot of, you know, things. And I just, my mind gets going. I'm just a type A. It's like that. And when I'm really focused on stuff, I just want to work. And so last night was kind of one of those nights, but I'm visiting with Cowboy N and he's asleep. He wants to go to bed kind of early because he's tired. And I said, okay, I'll get in bed with you, but I don't think I'm going to be able to fall asleep. So I walk in there with my computer and he's like, wait a minute, what are you doing with that thing? I said, well, I'm just counting on the fact that basically you're going to fall asleep and then I'm going to jump on it because I'm not going to be able to fall asleep. He thought, no, you're going to be able to fall asleep. Usually, and he's right, usually I do. When I'm with him, I just snuggle up and I'm like a pig in slop. I'm happy as a clam and, you know, our bodies intertwine. We're, you know, I just have my little place where I put my head and I get comfy and drift off. And usually I sleep amazing when I'm with him and better than when I'm alone. I mean, amazing. It kind of boggles my mind a little bit, but anyway, I had a feeling last night because I had so much going through my mind that would happen and it didn't. And so I knew he had to get up early. And then about middle of the night, as I was trying to fall asleep, I'm sort of groping him a bit thinking, well, maybe let's see if he wakes up. It's maybe 2 a.m. So maybe let's see if he wakes up and I can get him to fuck me. Because we've done that before. We'll wake up in the middle of the night and just start having sex. Because we're always, when we sleep together, we're always so physically intertwined and you're always rubbing or touching something that it's weird. You can literally wake up and be turned on. You're already having all that physical closeness. Even, I don't know, it's weird. It's like you feel it and you sense it in your sleep. I mean, you know. And so there's just a part of you that's kind of like, it's go time. I mean, it just doesn't take any effort. You know, you're there. I'm wet without any foreplay, like literally dripping without any foreplay because of how, just the way we sleep together. So anyway, I gave him a break though, cause I knew he was tired. I was like, all right, I'm not gonna, you know, I mean, I made a few weak ass attempts, but I was thinking, well, hopefully I'll catch him in the morning. And he woke up and said, oh, I gotta get up and start getting up and getting ready. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. There's some touching and groping and grabbing parts and naughty bits. And he's like, okay, he gets up to the bathroom. He's like, I want you to touch your pussy and don't stop until I come back. So he gets up and goes to the bathroom. He's brushing his teeth. I'm like, okay, literally so turned on already. I don't know. How long does it take you to walk down the hall, brush your teeth, and come back? 3 minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes. Well, I already banged one out. I am rubbing one out big time. So I already have one orgasm under my belt. When he walks back in, I'm like, I already came once. I didn't know if I was supposed to. I don't think he meant make yourself come. He meant get yourself good and ready. It's okay though. Once I come, I am good and ready. So we just started going at it. And what I like about morning sex is that you know you're on a timeline. And normally he and I will go very long. We do very long sessions. Pretty much always over an hour, sometimes 3 to 4 hours. So, I mean, really, that's a huge time gap right there. It's, you know when you're in this, it's going to be anywhere from 1 hour to four. And we never have any time expectations on it, except when he's going to work in the morning and we're trying to have sex. I like that. There's a part, you know, I love our long sessions immensely, but the morning is fun because, you know, it's kind of like no fuss, no muss. You know, you got to get it done. And I also know that for him to get it done, he's going to be pretty aggressive and he's going to be pounding the shit out of me. For him to come that fast, like I think this morning it might have been like 10 minutes, 10, 15, maybe 10, 15 minutes. So for him to come that fast, I mean, we're not messing around. It is full on go time. He is deep, deep inside me. None of this little shallow business. I mean, my pussy is tight. It's clenched and we're rubbing hitting all the right spots. But basically, you know, he's getting deep, deep inside me. And that does it for me. It used to, it's weird. It does. There's angles where that hurts a little bit. I mean, when I wasn't used to it, when we first started seeing each other, man, it felt good, but it hurt too. I was like, whoa, what was that? It always made me come, but it was like, oh my God, he's fucking beating the bottom out of me. And now I just, like, there's times where I'm like, oh my God, yes. I mean, that's exactly what I'm in the mood for. So what I love about the morning sex is I just know he's going to go straight for that. And I know that I'm going to get that. And I'm just getting literally fucked. And he won't slow down. Regardless, I'm having an orgasm. He's just fucking me hard through my orgasm. He doesn't slow down for my refractory period or anything like that, which is very quick. But he just keeps going. So what's kind of interesting about that is that the orgasms with that fast, quick tempo, the orgasms sometimes are longer because I don't get a break tempo wise. It's like, I'll have one. And then he just keeps going. And it just seems like so the orgasm is longer. And it's also, they're faster together. Like, there's times where I do have a refractory period, but it feels like I don't because they just sort of like roll like one right after the other. And it's really interesting. And it feels like one very long one. And sometimes I'm like, where am I? what point am I, like sometimes I'm like, okay, where am I in my, when am I going to peak again? It's kind of like, maybe like a tantric thing where they say it, you know, you can have one that's just like ongoing. It's kind of like that. I mean, so I don't know what's going on, whether or not the refractory period just sort of diminishes. And I know there's definitely points where I can feel, okay, I just had a boom that I just had one. And then you can pick out where I'm having the next one. But there's this space in between that it feels kind of like a mild one. It's hard to explain. I don't know if anybody's had the same thing, if they understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, I mean, fucking fabulous. I just love it. I don't mind, you know, I know some people don't like morning sex. I'm curious to know, like out there, guys, give me some feedback. Who likes it? Who likes it? Who doesn't like it? Why do you like it? Why don't you like it? Let me know. Send me an email, you know, drop a direct message. I know just from my peer group, you know, it's like you either like it or you don't. For me, I think when I was younger, I didn't like it because I'd be like, oh no, you know, I'm not, you're not super fresh in the morning and you got morning breath and all that. But you know what I noticed about the morning breath is as long as you're not like, if you have morning breath and the other person has morning breath, you cancel each other out is basically my point. I mean, as long as you're not both doing like, if you're not doing really deep, heavy, passionate kissing, and then you both spontaneously exhale at the same time and your bad breath merges, circulates, and then kind of reverberates out, you don't smell it. you don't know. I mean, I can tell like my mouth feels dry and then that, you know, like I want to go brush my teeth, but he got up and brushed his. So his minty fresh breath canceled out my funky breath and we were good to go, because I've noticed when I brush my teeth first and then we're having morning sex, you don't notice the other person's. There's a little trick for you. If you're averse to it because of the, you know, the funky breath thing, hey, somebody brush their teeth and you'll be good to go. But also it's like two negatives cancel each other out. It's not like a triple negative, right? You're good. You can't smell yourself. The other person can't smell you. It's all good. But I'm just curious how everybody feels about it. So like, I don't mind it. I don't mind. I like the raunchiness of it. I kind of like that animal thing. I don't even mind if it's a little, you know, night after smelly. It's just sometimes you need something just animalistic, raw and fast and furious. And you know, you're just going to get yours. And like I said, just getting my pussy pounded like that over and over. Oh my gosh. I'm noticing it's making me squirt, which normally happens when he puts his fingers in me. But just that, a lot of that heavy pounding, when I just really kind of relax into it, kind of when he's hitting the right spot. Gives me the chills right now just thinking about it. It's just so hot. God, I love it. I have no aversions to morning sex. And in fact, it's a great way to start your day. You should start your day with an orgasm. I mean, literally. It puts you in a great mood, puts me in a great mood. And you know what's really hot for the girl anyway is then your guy's dripping out of you all day long. I mean, he's coming so deep inside me. It is way back up in there. It is up by my cervix. Even if I get up to go pee right afterwards, not much comes out. But it's that, I know, stay with me on this one. Sounds a little funky, but it's just that, I don't know. I love that slow drip all day long. And it reminds me, it's like, oh yeah. Oh, you know, and it keeps me horny all day long. It's like, I am so worked up right now. I'm so worked up all day long. And I just can't wait to see him at the end of the day. I mean, I'm like my pussy literally craves him. It throbs. It's throbbing all day. It's like, if I didn't have shit to do, I literally would just masturbate all day until he came back. And sometimes there's been times when I have done that. He's been off at work and I'm like, hey, I don't have much to do today. And I will just sit around and get off all day long because I stay horny. I can go have an orgasm and then, but I'm still just like feeling him in there. And then it just gets me going again and I'm ready to fucking come again. It's hot. It's very hot. So I'm a big proponent of morning sex. And especially when, now there's morning sex where it's just leisurely weekend morning sex. That's great too. That takes a little bit longer. Usually the need to get up and eat will sort of, again, put a nice kind of time bracket around that so that it's a little more quick. But yeah, I love that morning sex quickie before you got to get off to work. Ladies, you want to make your guy happy? Just fuck him in the morning. Just send him off to work with a smile on his face. And then when he gets home, fuck him again and again. Just get after him because they love that. They love it and it makes them happy. And guess what? You're happy too. All those orgasms you're getting, you cannot have a bad day. Really, you can't have a bad day when you have morning sex. You already guaranteed it's going to be a good day. So as I'm sitting here right now with my legs crossed, I'm sort of kicking my leg a little nervously because I'm kind of like rubbing my thighs together, kind of rubbing my clit a little bit, squeezing my legs tight. Oh, man, when he gets home, when he gets back today, he's in for it. Anyway, well, tell me, I think that's I just wanted to get a quick little podcast out, let you guys think about that. I hope you have some good morning sex. Let me know. I hope I've inspired you. If you are up for trying it or you're always a fan of it, next time you do it, if I've inspired you to do it, let me know. Drop me a line. I always love the feedback. You guys have been great. I've been getting so much feedback. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really, really enjoy it. And, you know, sometimes people ask me things that are very personal and I will actually take a time, you know, if you've emailed me with an issue or something, sometimes I just, if I put the main issue on a podcast, we've kind of discussed it. And if it's ongoing, you know, I'll email you little voice memos just personally for you, you know, that kind of digs into your issue or whatever you're asking me or things like that. And because I don't like to sit and type too much, obviously, you know, I'm a talker and I'll send you a quick voice memo. So again, you really should join the text group, guys, because it's the easiest or, you know, email me or text group. It's the best way to get my attention. Problem with the direct messages is I do go through there, but things get buried. They get buried quickly and I will lose things. The other day I was trying to find something. I think you heard me on a podcast with Cowboy and I was like, where is that? I was looking for it and I was scrolling and scrolling. I couldn't find it. And, you know, I can't keep up with keeping that thing cleared out and, you know, who am I still chatting with? Who am I not? A lot of those Twitter and Tumblr direct messages, they're not like your email box where you can organize things. And there's no organization about it. It's just one big long scrolling list. So I recommend joining the text group and join the text group and emailing me because your feedback lately has just been stellar. I love it. And I'm very active in getting back to people that way. So if you want to text me, it's 415-997-0957. Remember, don't freak out. I'll send you, it's an auto text. You just click through. Basically, you can fill out the information truthfully, you know, which is with your contact information truthfully, or you can call yourself, you know, Mr. Hard Dick. It doesn't matter. I'll still address you as Mr. Hard Dick because that's the only thing I know to call you. But I've got a couple interesting creative names in there. Again, I don't mind, but you do. I just to be on the safe side, guys, I need you to, when you click through, it just says, you know, it's okay for me to text you. All right, everyone, stay safe. Take this time while you're isolated with your, hopefully you're isolated with your loved one. Have more sex. Get experimental. Use this time. When you look back on your life, you'll say, yep, I remember that coronavirus, and that's the time where I really got in touch with my sexual prowess. I experimented. I did some fun things. I reconnected with my partner. We tried some stuff we always wanted to do, or we watched porn, or we did something different. We just, you know, you've got all this time on your hands. Use it wisely and for fun. You've got to let, you know, you've got to make it fun. And I know this is a stressful time for a lot of people because there's a lot of weird things going on. But I hope you keep listening. I promise to keep you entertained, but I want to make you horny. I want to make you think about your sex life. I want you to make it a priority. That's really been my whole goal of this podcast, is just to try to get people, you know, to focus on their sexuality, because it gets lost. It's really the last thing on our list every day, unfortunately, and it gets pushed down and pushed down and pushed down. And then, you know, like with what happened to me, the whole genesis of this Curious Girl Diaries project and podcast was me poking my head up after 3.5 years of having no sex, going, what the fuck am I doing? 3 years turns into 6 years, turns into 9 years, 12. And so, I mean, it's so easy just to let it go. So you got to use it or lose it, people. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you listening. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.